So, Freunde, ich hatte das Riesenglück, Eric Su zu treffen, einem der Co-Hosts des wahrscheinlich bekanntesten und beliebtesten Marketing-Podcasts der Welt. Und ich habe mit ihm darüber gesprochen, wie Neil Patel ihm eben genau dazu überredet hat, diesen gemeinsamen Podcast zu starten. Also bleib unbedingt dran. So, and you first started with your own podcast Growth Everywhere, where you interview other successful entrepreneurs and they share their insights and so on. And then you got Neil Patel, I guess everyone who's in the marketing space, also internationally, knows Neil Patel. He's also a keynote speaker, was on different conferences here. So how did this project started? How did you get Neil Patel to collaborate with you? And how does it, or how did it develop?
Yeah, so Growth Everywhere, we get anywhere from 50 to 100,000 downloads a month. And I was just talking to Neil about it over the years. Like, it's led to so many new things for me, blah, blah, blah. And we would hang out at least once a month. And even now, I just hung out with him a couple weeks ago. Last week, actually. And so we just kept talking about it over and over. And he's like, okay, fine, let's do it. I never said let's do it, but he assumed I was telling him let's do it. And all of a sudden he's like, okay, fine, I'll do it with you. And I'm like, okay, I never said that, but fine. Like, we'll figure something out. So then we started the Marketing School podcast, get close to 500,000 downloads now. And that's led to even more things. And it's very quick. It's every single day. It's 5 to 10 minutes. So we kind of found our unique kind of spin on it. And it's worked out really well for us because you have two people that travel a lot that manage to sit down and record every month. And it's been great.
Yeah, and you started with kind of Skype, I guess. Yeah.
We started with Skype, and now the sound quality was terrible. It sounded like we're in a restroom. Now we have better mics, and then now we're actually in, we record in studio. So the next time recording is December, so we'll batch out 20 to 40 of them. So that way it matches up with our travel schedule. The sound quality is a lot better now. Yeah. We're planned way ahead. We have somebody that's actually professional working on it. Yeah. It's a studio. We have headphones on and things like that. So,
and how do you find all the questions, all the topics? Because pumping out every day, 7 times a week,
it's
new
hard.
Topics. And
we have a guy named Scott Colnut. He kind of in the beginning just started giving us 10, 15 ideas. And then we just kept sending him like Amazon gift cards saying, thank you. Okay, can you send us more ideas now? 15 per week, something like that. And it's worked out really well. So he's a big fan of ours, and he gives us the ideas, and then we eliminate probably 50% or so, and then we kind of rewrite the titles. But he at least gives us a base to start with. So sometimes your fan base, like people watching this or whatever, they're gonna help.
And how does it work out commercially? Because you invest a lot of money, but guess you have some ads in there, especially for
good question.
Tools and so on. So
with podcasting, I mean, you can actually make good money. We're talking anywhere from $25 to $100 CPMs.
Yeah.
So if we're getting 500,000 downloads and we can make, $100 CPMs, we can make $50,000 a month. So that's $600,000 a year, right?
Yeah.
But Neil and I, we're not really interested in the money right now. You know, we just want to keep growing the audience. So we just did a partnership with Entrepreneur Magazine, and we think we can get 800,000 downloads a month now. So for us, it's just about branding, but getting bigger and bigger. We keep deferring the revenue. Because it's just not for him, obviously, you know, an extra 300,000 a year or whatever, it's kind of whatever for him. And I know that's crazy to say. I'm playing the long game, so I'm okay. It's just, you know, we get clients from it. We get other, actually, because of the podcast, it's led us to do live events now. And then just 2 weeks ago, we were speaking at a big conference in Arizona, and it was doing Marketing School live. So people were asking questions, and then we had questions appearing on the back of the board. So it's leading to other things now. So we just know great things are happening because of the podcast.
Ja, und morgen geht es darum, wie Eric eine SEO-Agentur für nur $2 kaufte und erfolgreich umbaute. Also schalt morgen wieder ein.